This is Akashvani, the news read by Xing Biahui. Campaigning for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections ended this evening. The elections will be held in 88 Lok Sabha seats in 13 states and union territories, including the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency. The voting for this phase will be held on Friday. Polling for the Betul ST parliamentary constituency of Madhya Pradesh, which was scheduled in the second phase, will now be held in the third phase due to the demise of the BSP candidate. A total of 1,198 candidates from 13 states and union territories, along with 4 candidates from the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, are in the fray in this phase. Top leaders of major political parties made a last-ditch effort to woo the voters by holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting in Ambikapur city of Chhattisgarh and at Sagar district in Madhya Pradesh today. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah held a poll meeting at Alappuzha in Kerala this afternoon. BJP President JP Nadda addressed a public meeting at Bhagalpur in Bihar. Grand Alliance leaders of RJD, Congress, Vikas Shil Insan Party and left parties also campaigned in support of their candidates. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi attended an election rally in Amravati Lok Sabha constituency of Maharashtra today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge spoke at a social justice conclave organized by the party in the national capital. In Uttar Pradesh, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav campaigned in Mainpur and Itawa districts. In Assam, Chief Minister and senior BJP leader Himanta Biswa Sarma held a rally at Dalgaon for the party candidate. State Congress President Bhupen Kumar Bora addressed a meeting at Naugaon constituency. AIUDF President Badaruddin Ajmal and Boroland People's Party Chief Hagrama Mohilari also held election rallies today. In Arunachal Pradesh, re-polling at 8 polling stations in Arunachal West parliamentary constituency was conducted smoothly and peacefully today, with a total voter turnout of 79.8%. The repollings were held at 1 polling station each in Bameng and Niapin assembly constituencies, 2 in Rumgaon and 4 in Nacho assembly constituencies. The Supreme Court today reserved its verdict on a batch of petitions seeking a 100% cross-verification of vote count in electronic voting machines, EVMs, with voter verifiable paper audit trail, VVPAT, paper slips. A bench comprising Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dipankar Datta posed a series of questions to the Election Commission of India, ECI, about the functioning of EVMs. ECI assured that it is impossible to tamper with EVMs at any stage. It further clarified that the microcontrollers cannot be accessed physically and have a one-time program burnt into them. While reposing faith in the ECI, the bench clarified that it would look into the possible reforms needed to strengthen the current polling system. The Supreme Court, however, disagreed with the idea of a return to paper ballots. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that severe heat wave conditions are likely to continue over East and South Peninsular India during the next 5 days. The severe heat wave conditions are likely to prevail over coastal Odisha, Gangetic West Bengal, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and interior Karnataka. In Shanghai Archery World Cup Stage 1, the Indian men's and women's compound teams have reached the finals today. The Indian men's team of Abhishek Verma, Priyansh and Prathamesh Fuge edged out South Korea 235-233 in the semi-final, and the women's team of Jyoti Surekha Vinnam, Aditi Gopichand and Parneet Kaur defeated Estonia 235-230 to reach the finals. In the finals, the men's team will face the Netherlands and the women's team will go up against Italy. The finals will be played on April 27th. En route to the finals, the Indian men's team defeated the Philippines and Denmark in the first and second rounds. The women's team defeated Turkey in the second round after topping the ranking round. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals have set a target of 225 runs before Gujarat Titans at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. Delhi Capitals scored 224 runs for 4 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.